Quintessential with your hosts John Coos and Scott Martinez.
All right, welcome back to another episode of Quintessential. My name's John Coos. I'm here with Scott Martinez. Hey, how you doing?
I'm super, 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 super stoked to be here.
Why is that?
I don't know. Why not?
I don't know.
Exactly. I mean, because there's people listening out there, and it's good to know.
It is good to know that they are listening. In fact, our last episode is not the highest, but it's only been out for a couple of weeks. The ones that are ahead of it right now are video games and jobs and our first one, pretty much. But those have been around since January, so it makes sense, right?
It does make sense. But people are catching on.
There's a lot of people that have caught on.
First things first.
You're welcome.
For what?
I don't know. Just go ahead.
First things first. So what does your sister have to say about the last episode that we should fix? Anything?
Oh, no. I don't think she actually had any criticism, but she said it was moving.
That's good.
Our disclosures about certain things and stuff. So,
this is real. This is.
I hope she was sobbing.
You can't hold back. No holds barred.
Yeah, I know. But have you got your vaccine yet?
Today, just hours ago, I got my first dose. Like,
which one?
Not even 2 hours ago. Moderna.
Oh. I'm on Team Pfizer.
Right. I didn't join a team. That's what they gave me.
Did you feel it?
Not really. I didn't even feel the poke much.
I didn't feel it at all. It was weird.
Yeah.
I was like, when are you going to do it? He's like, just did it. Yeah, okay. So that was what? Wednesday afternoon.
Yeah, I mean, this is not even 2 hours ago.
Where'd you get it done at?
CVS.
You still there?
I got it at CVS.
Scott went offline, everybody. This might take a second. Are you back?
Yeah.
Like I just said, Scott went offline, everybody. Now you're back. That was quick. That was good.
You went offline. I was here.
We'll find out. But
it wasn't even 2 hours ago.
What's like CVS or something?
Yeah, CVS. Someone told me like you go to like CVS or Walgreens app, it's easier to get an appointment. And I did it, and I got it really quickly.
Good. So you have your next one scheduled 3 weeks from today.
It's May 1st.
Oh, is Moderna longer?
I don't know.
Mine's on the April 21st. Well, that's great news. But so today we need to cover probably a pretty substantial part of our lives. But do you have something else you want to cover before that?
No, I want to get right into my life.
Oh, good. So, and what's the topic today?
The topic, I mean, part of it, at least, or most of it, will be, I think, what everybody remembers and what everybody look forward to, I think, Saturday morning and cartoon time. And the good thing about Saturday mornings, for me at least, was, and probably for my kids, because I'm a sleeper, is my parents didn't get up necessarily early in the morning, so I got up and went straight to the TV, nobody mm-hmm. questioning the idea that I'm getting up and going straight to a TV to entertain me.
Right.
So I look forward to Saturday and Sundays. I think Sunday mornings weren't as great.
No, they weren't as great. No.
There were things to watch on Sunday morning too. And even after school, there were plenty of cartoons to watch in the afternoon.
Yeah, and reruns of other stuff.
Exactly. And even like when I was sick, I looked forward to watching certain TV shows before MTV came around. Then MTV took over my life, and that's pretty much what I watched when I was home from school sick. But before that, I watched reruns of old sitcoms.
And Bonanza?
I'm guilty of watching a Bonanza or two. I think that was more of a KTLA thing, wasn't it? Bonanza was like a Channel 5.
Yeah, that was I think it was on there like for years, you know, in rerun format, you know.
Right. But yeah, I mean, everybody, I think, as a kid in the 80s, looked forward to Saturday mornings to where they can watch their cartoons. Right. And they're what are those things called? Those all the songs.
What?
Shot heard around the world, those things.
Schoolhouse Rocks.
Schoolhouse Rocks, yeah. I couldn't think of the word. I wanted to call them America Sings, which isn't quite right.
That's how I learned the preamble to the Constitution.
So let's start there with the Schoolhouse Rocks.
You want me to sing?
No, I like you to sing them all. No, that was something that, you know, everybody still will go back and... I mean, that was all those things got embedded in your mind after watching them over and over again on Saturday mornings. But it was like between cartoons, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was between stuff. It was like, I think on ABC, I think it was a public service announcement. I think it fulfilled an obligation on broadcasters at the time that they had to have like educational stuff.
Along with their non-educational cartoons that were violent.
The rest of television.
Right, exactly. Maybe we have a... what's his face to thank for it?
Who?
Who's the guy that took on PBS? It's just a movie. I can't think of his name. I'm really... Maybe the shot took away all my memories.
Some guy on PBS?
Yeah. From Pittsburgh. Oh, Mr. Rogers. You mean like the...
Oh, Mr. Rogers, right. Yeah, Mr. Rogers.
Mr. Rogers took on the government and made them have more educational TV necessities.
Right. The funding of, government funding of PBS and whatnot. Yeah, totally. Yeah, that, I forgot about that. So now that PBS stuff was all in the mix, too, like the Electric Company.
Yes.
They had this live action Spider-Man that threw a web that looked so stupid, like it was a giant net.
That wasn't the one. That was a real one. That was live action. You said right? Because the other one was in color.
No, not the cartoon. Yeah, but the Electric Company. I don't remember much about it, other than they had like hip kind of people on, I suppose, from time to time. Easy Reader, some guy named Easy Reader, like teach you how to read or something. And then you had Sesame Street, of course.
Right. Which was always staples fun. As a child. Absolutely. I mean, I still enjoy those, like looking back and seeing Cookie Monster or like when the girls were young, they had Bert and Ernie. It was like a new version of Bert and Ernie.
Right.
Where they were like claymated. And it was fun to watch those. And then I would show them the old ones from when I was a kid, you know, Bert and Ernie's little adventures of their thing. So we watched... When my kids were young, I know I showed them all the ones I watched when I was a kid while watching the ones that they watched that were more current.
Do you think that Bert and Ernie was sort of a subtle early same-sex marriage?
It's possible. I would probably say no because, I mean, it all depends on who created them, I guess. I don't know.
They were more like an odd couple, just a couple bachelors.
Yeah. You know. I mean, I don't know that they were really interested in anybody. They were just...
they were puppets?
They were puppets, but yeah.
There seems to be a lot of baths involved with, like, those guys.
Right, but I mean...
All that.
I don't know that anyone's really trying to figure out the sexuality of any of the... other than Bert and Ernie. Like, no one wonders if Cookie Monster is into whatever
Into whatever.
You know, the trash guy likes trash, but maybe there's something else in there that, you know,
maybe
underground things. I mean, nobody else is. I mean, Bert and Ernie has just been singled out because they had beds next to each other.
Well, so did Lucy and Ricky. They didn't hook up, apparently. They didn't have any, they didn't even sleep in the same bed.
Right. They had a little Ricky, though, somehow. Right. But I don't know. They were actually a married couple.
True.
And they were supposed to be a married couple. I mean, Bert and Ernie were never planned to be married, that I know of.
Well, you never know.
So it's possible, but I'm not. I say no. I think it's just a thing.
Yeah, yeah. So
either way is fine with me. I'm not trying to say I'm against anything. But I just don't feel like that was the case.
Well, it was always a pretty progressive show, I think. So maybe they were way ahead of their time.
That's possible.
That's the way I like to think about it.
Right. No, that's great. I have no problems with that.
But Bert had a unibrow.
He did.
I think.
But they're still amusing to watch. I mean, when you have kids, I'm sure with your kids, you must have watched old Sesame Streets or something. Did you not?
Not really. I mean, maybe some of my older kids might have watched some of that. But by that point, Barney was big. The dinosaur.
I know who Barney is. Yeah,
Barney and some other stuff like Dora the Explorer and things like that. But, you know, that's the difference, I think, between then and now. Like, with all the choices of TV that we have over the last, 30 years. Like, back then, we were forced. Like, there was only so many choices. And, like,
it was only on a certain time.
Yeah, because even, like, my oldest daughter, Rebecca, like, you know, by that point, there was DVDs, and I would buy, like, a whole set of Winnie the Pooh DVDs or whatever big was at the time. You could watch it whenever you wanted. You'd have to wait till Saturday morning to, like, watch.
Right. You could just sit in front of the TV and then put the TV on and go do what you wanted to do.
What do you mean?
The old TV babysitter. You, like, got the Winnie the Pooh video. You put it on and then threw them in front of the TV and said, I'm going to go.
Yeah, I'm gonna go to a fundraiser. I'll be back in a couple hours.
Exactly. Enjoy.
Yeah, that's right. Scott will watch you. But,
yeah, on the kick. don't worry about kicking him. He's cool with that.
Yeah, well, that's on another episode. Maybe not.
Right.
But I remember I used to be super into Super Friends, so DC comic books.
We're really jumping around here. Let's get back to. To the Schoolhouse Rocks, okay. And name some of the episodes you remember. Which Only the Bill or whatever that one is probably one of the more famous ones.
Sure, talks about the how a bill becomes a law,
right?
In Congress and all this stuff. I'm just a bill. Yes, I'm only a bill.
Right, and I don't know if that one was played more than other ones or whatever, but I think that's probably the one people remember first.
It had a catchy tune for sure, and it was, you know, it was very well done. And all those history ones, because they had the history ones, which were all about, and I think it coincided with the bicentennial, like 1976. So you had that one, you had the Constitution one, you had the Shot Heard Around the World.
Right. Shot Around the World, Start the revolution,
and all that stuff. And then you had the other ones, which were like the number ones, like 3 is a magic number.
Right. Which was made famous by
De La Soul.
De La Soul, yeah.
Was it De La Soul?
De La Soul. Which was funny because you can't find that album anywhere now. 6 feet or 3 feet high and rising.
You can't find it.
No, there's something to deal with it that, yeah.
There's a controversy.
If you go to Spotify, you won't be able to find it. It doesn't exist.
Well,
I don't know if it has something to do with that or some other stuff they might have used that didn't have.
Oh, was it because of sampling?
Yeah, they might have not had, you know, all the rights.
What about YouTube? Can you find it on YouTube?
I think it's even hard to find on YouTube, but I think you can find it on YouTube.
I wonder if Mike B's got on his super secret cloud hard drive thing that he keeps bragging about. He tried to send me a link of stuff that he had digitized. Anyway. But that was a good, those numbers.
This conjunction, junction.
Like all the, conjunction, junction. What's your function?
Right.
Linking up words and making them something right. I don't know what it was. But then there was one on adverbs. Like the whole thing was about adverbs, which is kind of crazy.
Well, there's a noun. A noun is a person, place, or thing. La, 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 la.
That's the noun one.
Yeah.
Which is the one that goes, so when you're happy, hooray, or sad.
That's interjections. Aww. Interjection.
An emotion. Yeah. That's a great song. They're all great. Those were all great songs.
They were very catchy. And, you know, even today, my older daughter's teacher.
When the feeling's not as strong.
My older daughter's teacher had them listen to those.
They're timeless.
In class. They are timeless.
They're timeless. They're probably better than all the cartoons that we actually watched. Because they, you know, nobody's talking about them with such joy.
Like, exactly. There's definitely, like, I mean, they've been covered by, there's like a whole CD out of people covering those songs by like artists. I don't know. I can't remember who did what songs, but there's like a whole CD of major recording artists at the time, at least at that time the CD was made, covering all those songs.
Really?
Yeah.
I'll look that up. Well, I don't want to get off track here, but you know, Spotify is starting to piss me off. I switched to, from Amazon Prime, and it doesn't even have Front 242's Front by Front, which, what the, why?
I don't know, but you are really going off topic here. We can talk about that off the air.
Okay, fine. But yeah, but there was those Hanna-Barbera shows were the ones that really that were really popular, I think, in the 70s, right? Like Josie and the Pussycats and stuff.
Yes.
Song related thing. A lot of singing.
Which isn't like, a bad thing. Like a, well, I mean, Scooby Doo.
Oh, God. Scooby Doo's the best.
Yeah. I mean, it's still watchable.
Scooby. Oh, yeah. But
then they sort of jumped the shark with Scrappy Doo when they started getting all scrappy.
Right. Well,
speaking of jumping the shark, I just watched an episode the other day. On Pluto, they have a whole channel for Happy Days. And so they had all those episodes on. I actually watched Fonzie jump the shark.
Oh, okay. Well,
because it's a California kid.
Talk about getting off track. But the Scooby-Doo, the ones that were like kind of actually scary-ish, you know, like, I don't know, like the Headless Horseman one or whatever else. Those were all good. But then they had ones like, they had guest stars like Batman and Robin,
right?
Or like the Addams Family or something. And those were kind of not as cool. But then Scrappy, they took Scooby from simply going Scooby Dooby Doo and Scooby Snacks to like a full to a puppy version that talked in complete sentences.
Right.
And Scooby couldn't even talk like that at all.
All Scooby cared about was the food. Him and
I know why Shaggy was always hungry, because he was always had the munchies, I think.
Right, right.
Don't you think?
Yeah.
And do you think Scooby Dooby Doo is a code word, like a doobie?
It's possible. No? I mean, I'm sure unless that could be looked up, and well, maybe someone's like, admitted it by now if that's true.
I think it came out in like 69. It was like that whole time frame, you know. It was a great show, though.
I mean, like Puff the Magic Dragon, that was like supposed to be all drug related.
Yeah, it was. I think, was there a cartoon for him?
I don't. There might have been a cartoon. there was a kids show though.
Well, where does the Sid and Marty Krofft stuff fit in?
That was more an afternoon thing, I think, with Land of the Lost.
Land of the Lost for sure, and the.
And the Bugaloos.
And Sigmund the Sea Monster.
Sigmund the Sea Monster. The Bugaloos, was something else, wasn't it?
No, I think that was Sid and Marty Krofft. It was horrible, I think. I didn't like really watching it that much, right, to be honest with you.
But they're here and there and everywhere.
Sigmund the Sea Monster was kind of hard to watch, but the main characters' names were Johnny and Scott.
Right, and they were friends.
And I proposed that as an original opening for this show, and you killed that idea.
Right, well, but I wanted to use my own music.
I know, but Land of the Lost was pretty great, regardless of whether it was on a Saturday morning or not.
All right, I think that was more of an afternoon thing, but yeah, Land of the Lost.
And it wasn't a cartoon either.
It was Marsha, Will, and Holly.
Yeah, and their dad. Oh, well, that's, wait.
That was Marshall.
Is that Marshall?
Yeah.
That's Marshall. That's Marshall, yeah. And then there's the Slee Stacks.
Right.
And there was this one Slee Stack that was either, I think he was from a different time and he could like speak, and he discovered and got really sad in an episode when he realized that he wasn't from the future and like an evolved Slee Stack. He was in the past, which told him that his species was going to devolve into these hissing Slee Stack things. I think his name was Enoch or something like that. You remember that guy?
I do remember that guy. I don't remember all that backstory about him, which is interesting.
I don't know why it stuck with me, but it's kind of It is what it is. I used to watch. I think it was after school, though.
What was that? They had a little friend too. That was like an Ewok.
Oh, Chaka.
Chaka. That's it. He's like a caveman or something.
He was kind of like a Sasquatch, but little tiny
version. Right.
Didn't he have brothers that were mean to him or something?
Wow, you remember a lot of things I don't remember. It's possible.
I don't know. That Will ended up, I think, on General Hospital. But there was a movie with Will Ferrell. Did you ever see that version?
No, I did not. I don't think it was very good, was it?
I don't know. I don't know how it could be. I suppose it could be. Maybe I did.
I mean, Will Ferrell's a funny guy.
No doubt about it. He is funny.
It's possible.
Yeah, but he's also part owner of the LAFC. Did you know that?
I didn't.
Yeah, he is. But anyway, so Saturday morning. I mean, Saturday morning is one thing, but it's almost like the Sunday. Maybe I'm getting too far ahead on Sunday, going from Saturday to Sunday.
Well, there's still a lot of cartoons we haven't talked about that happened on Saturday morning. I think Conan. Masters of the Universe.
Was that Saturday morning?
I think it was Saturday morning at least at first. I think eventually
he
evolved.
He-Man?
That's it. He-Man.
Yeah, He-Man.
Powers of Grayskull.
That might have been Saturday morning. I can't remember, but
I remember there being a Pac-Man cartoon that wasn't very good.
That was terrible. We had waited in anticipation to watch it for some reason.
Well, and Pac-Man was a big game. It was a big part of our lives. I think it had been mentioned in our video game episode because it was a big part of the video game history.
We definitely mentioned it because that's when I got my bike stolen. But
I was better at Ms. Pac-Man, which was another cartoon.
I know you mentioned that too, by the way. But yeah, Pac-Man was a terrible cartoon. I don't even think it lasted more than a couple of seasons. But I mean,
but you know, it did.
What?
The Smurfs.
Oh, the Smurfs was massive.
The Smurfs,
right?
Yeah, it was massive. It became a whole big thing, and I think it still is. I think people still collect Smurf stuff.
Well, I don't know what happened to them. Well, they'd probably be worth hundreds. All these little plastic figurines. They were like plastic. They
right.
Were like, this little, like an inch tall. And I think I had a whole bunch of them.
I think
my mom probably sold them for nothing.
I think there's a photograph of you somewhere doing an Ozzy Osbourne to a Smurf. Like biting his head.
Maybe it's you. It's possible. It's not.
Well, it's a photograph. So, I mean, if you can find it, you can say who it was.
Yeah,
I think that was right before we went and saw Depeche Mode.
Really?
Yeah.
Was it one of those beanbag Smurf
things? I think it was your sister's Smurf. You took your sister's car, and we did some good things to it on the way.
What did we do?
Oh, maybe remember it overheated, and you decided, the best way to cool it down was to...
hose it down? Yeah. I was going to tell that story in a future episode.
Of course. We will get to that in the future. We're not going to cover that story right now. But what I'm saying is, I think...
There was a Smurf on that trip.
I think the Smurf came with us, but I think that the picture of someone biting the Smurf was before we left.
Okay. Fair enough.
I could be wrong.
Smurfs was a great... It was kind of a good show with the whole thing. I mean, I think I had one girl in it. That was a pretty rough... thing if you're looking for a date, one girl, Smurfette.
Right, Smurfette.
I think she was the only girl in town.
Right, but the rest were sort of like dwarves, like the seven dwarves. Like there was a dopey one and a happy one.
There's Papa.
There's Papa Smurf.
And there's a Brainy, I think. But beyond those two, I don't really remember their names.
It's kind of like the seven drawers. They all had like something up with them, and that's what they were identified as.
That's true. They had sort of their skill set, and that's what their name was.
Right. And Gargamel thought they were tasty for some reason.
Yeah, what was that about? Why did he want to? Did he want to eat them?
He wanted to eat them. Yes.
And he had a cat.
He had a cat, which I don't remember the cat's name at all. But I think that was probably one of the most successful cartoons of the decade.
It might have been the first cartoon that really had a massive merchandising follow through, too. Maybe. I don't know. Like, massive.
Yeah, but I remember all those figurines that you had.
Yeah, why did I get rid of those? I wish I had them.
And the funny thing about the Smurfs is it wasn't a boy-girl thing. Like, the Care Bears, that's the girls' show, or, you know.
Kind of.
Whereas the Smurfs, even though it was kind of whatever, it was it was universal.
It seemed like a communist sort of what do you call it, a commune kind of environment where everybody is equal and they have their roles to play. I think there's an argument to be made that it was communist propaganda that being drilled in our heads. Maybe. What do you think? Possible.
Anything's possible. It's possible. I mean, I don't know that I became a communist because I watched it.
No, you didn't. You became a communist for other reasons.
Exactly. I knew that was coming.
But that's okay. There's nothing wrong with that.
But,
So the funny thing about some of the Saturday morning cartoons, I think, is that, like, they were shows. Like, it's almost like the beginning of TV getting really lazy. Like, they would have, like, a Brady Bunch kids cartoon.
Right.
Or like,
Gary Coleman had one.
Yeah, Gary Coleman. Or I think there was a Gilligan's Island cartoon.
There was Laverne and Shirley.
There was?
Yeah.
Yeah, there was. There was. Was there a Happy Days cartoon too?
Probably.
Yeah. And yeah, so like, let's just like rehash all the stuff we did in the 60s and make them cartoons.
Right.
But that's kind of normal, right? For TV to kind of rehash things.
Movies, but especially these days.
I think there was even like a Jackson 5 cartoon. I mean, there was everything. And they always had like a break. Even Scooby-Doo kind of had like a break where you'd have a song where kids are running from a bad guy, right?
Like, right.
They always have to have a song. But
the funny thing too, though, was speaking of merchandise, I mean, everybody had their lunch pails they brought to school that were all cartoon related, pretty much.
Totally. Yeah, totally. I had a couple of those. I think I had a Mystery Machine launch box or something. At least, yeah, definitely. And they had these, they were kind of, they were, what, like made out of steel?
Something, yeah. I mean, they weren't steel. They were very, you could bend them
maybe
quite easily.
Maybe tin.
Yeah.
But.
And they had the little thing to put your drink in.
Yeah.
And. Well, you just brought him to school. But that was a, yeah. I mean, that was a big thing.
Yeah. Yeah. I think it was Hanna-Barbera who made Super Friends. That was always cool. But if you look back on it, some of those episodes are kind of
the funny
weird,
thing was, speaking of crappy episodes, there was always that episode where they had the competitions. And like the Scooby-Doo team against the superhero team or against the other team, and they would have their little competitions. You remember those episodes?
I think it was called Wacky Races.
Maybe.
Or what are that show? Where like they had the, yeah, they had like, yeah, they would have a mashup of all these characters like on a death race of some kind.
Right.
Right? Yeah. Like Huckleberry Hounds in the same car as like, what, some other character or something like that.
Yeah. Grape Ape thrown in there somewhere.
Grape Ape. Grape Ape. Yeah. I'm trying to remember I was thinking of George of the Jungle, but that was Sundays, right?
That was Sunday. That was with the Popeye. I hated Popeye more than anything in the world. Tom Hatton had his little show and the Popeye show. And the cartoons that were associated with Popeye, for some reason, I think they were made by whatever company, were George of the Jungle, Tom Slick, and Super Chicken. And I enjoyed watching all those cartoons. I watched the Popeye thing just so I could watch those cartoons and not the Popeye. I hated Popeye. And then he would send in scribble. Like, you'd send Tom Hatton a scribble on a piece of paper, and he would draw something out of it and send it back to you.
Yeah. 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 You know, I'm glad you brought him up. I actually looked him up. He died at the age of 92 just 2 years ago.
Wow. Still making pictures out of scribbles?
I don't know. Well, he might have been finishing his last one. I don't know. But
Send a random scribble to him, and he's like, send it back to you. Yeah, here you go, buddy.
But was that on, like,
pretty early.
It was on pretty early.
Seven, I mean, or something.
It was quite early in the morning. All those, like That's Cat, was on like 6 a.m. Which
That's Cat.
That was a Sunday morning thing too.
That was Sunday for sure. And there was that. The funny thing is about those shows. I think on Channel 5, right?
Yeah.
Kids, you late. There, all the other channels had like church programming. Like there was right. nothing else on, so there was the only thing. So you had to watch those shows. And if you got up early enough, like you, I think That's Cat might have come on.
It was like 6 a.m. Yeah, I think it was at 6 a.m.
And the only thing I remember about that show is what?
Is me. Can you find me in this picture?
So me was her sidekick, right?
He was a mime. He was a,
but he could, and he never spoke.
He never spoke. He was a mime. Mimes don't talk. I don't know what you know about mimes, yeah, but
yeah, he
mimes
he
don't talk.
He didn't talk. But his name was Me.
His name was Me.
And then before they went to commercial break or something, or they'd say, can you find me in
But
this
she would
picture?
Say it.
Right, she could say
She would say, so you'd be looking for her, supposedly, because she said, right. can you find me in this picture? But she was really talking about the mime Me who was in the picture.
And I fell for it every time.
I'm sure you did.
I can't find her.
Exactly.
Oh, it's Me.
Yeah.
That guy, Me. Yeah. Did they have skits? I don't remember anything about that show.
I think they did have skits. I remember the song sort of, That's Cat. That's Cat. That's Cat.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't, That's Cat wasn't really that popular. I mean, I don't think it's embedded in a lot of people's memories. We'll find out maybe when we post this on Facebook if everybody remembers That's Cat.
Well, do you remember
they can tell us.
Do you remember the show that was like after it or before it?
I remember David and Goliath was on Sundays too. Remember right. David and Goliath?
Yeah, that was, and that was definitely a Christian show.
Right.
Claymation, you know.
Right.
And they were, those were on Saturday, Sunday mornings, and they were actually really boring.
I loved them.
Nothing really happened.
Right. Well, he always had a moral issue. David, and his dog would always tell him, Davey, I don't think you should do that. And he would do it anyway, and then he'd realize later that it was wrong. And he talked to his dad and mom about it or whatever and realized, you know, what I did was wrong, and this is why and whatnot. And I learned a moral lesson, and that's that. But I actually right. liked David and Goliath a lot.
Well, do you remember the episode where after he had owned up to his little hijinks that they didn't accept his apology and they actually locked him in a closet for a couple of weeks?
I don't remember that episode.
It's one of the lost episodes.
Yeah, I think, yeah. But I don't think
there was this other show that was called like Serendipity or something, but I think it was like, I don't know. But the Tom Hatton show, I mean, George of the Jungle was super funny.
Yeah, George,
and so was Tom Slick was kind of funny too.
I don't Super Chicken was great too.
I don't remember what the premise of Super
call
Chicken.
Call for Super Chicken. Buck, 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 buck. Call
oh,
for
yeah.
Super Chicken.
Right. But did he have powers?
He was kind of like a, he thought he had power type of thing where, I mean, he had powers, but he wasn't very uncoordinated and he would always like mess things up and whatever. But somehow at the end, it would all work out for him.
I wonder if the Great American Hero show was based upon Super Chicken.
It's possible. I mean, I'm surprised they haven't made a Super Chicken movie. They made everything else.
I know that's true.
I mean, Tom Slick should be a movie too. I don't know. Have they made a Tom Slick movie? They made Speed coming. Racer. Speaking of Speed Racer, that was like a PBS show, I think, wasn't it? Or something.
But they did make a George of the Jungle movie.
Yeah, they did make a George of the Jungle movie.
Was that Brendan Fraser?
Yeah. I remember, I loved Speed Racer when I was a kid, but that would be really young. And then you go watch it now, and it's so bad because nothing moves. It's like the screen's there for like 4 or 5 seconds, and people are talking, and then it goes to another cell. Like, it's kind of like,
but don't they do like super close-ups? They go like,
yeah, but it's so slow because it's not completely live. I mean, well, everything's,
you know, that was Japanese, you know,
right? Well, you could tell.
What does that mean?
Well, the it was by the way, drawn
sort of anime kind of drawing.
Yeah,
sort of like they looked like they were like direct relatives of the kids on Battle of the Planets.
Right. I mean,
they all looked
the way it was drawn is very anime. That's all I was saying.
Totally anime.
Would you not agree?
Totally. Yeah. Yeah. Battle of the Planets with Seven Zark Seven and all that stuff. But yeah, those Japanese cartoons are actually pretty cool.
I challenge anyone to watch
Speed Racer
now and not get bored within 2 seconds.
My favorite character was Racer X.
Right.
His the nemesis. Brother he had, but he didn't know it was his brother. Right. But
I don't know.
But they had it was all about gadgets. Like, you go on this race. It was also like, talk about a death race. Like, these big saws would come out of someone's car, like, try to cut your tires off and stuff like that. But I haven't seen that show in forever either.
Speaking of gadgets, what about Inspector Gadget?
What about him?
It's funny how
it kind of freaks me out.
Somehow that became a movie with Matthew Broderick.
Oh, yeah.
But I don't know that it was really that exciting of a cartoon to watch. So I watched it.
Inspector Gadget.
Yeah.
Yeah, but he was a weirdo. Yeah, speaking of, I think he was based on Dino Mutt.
Dino Mutt. I don't know who's Dino Mutt.
He was.
I think I remember. It was Falcon Stella Psychic thing. Right, I remember now.
He looked like a Scooby-Doo character. They actually had some joint adventures, I think, at one point. Scooby-Doo and those guys.
They probably raced against each other in the.
But Dino Mutt had like these bionic arms that would go off like, you know, 60 feet, sort of like Inspector Gadget. But I think I'd rather have Dino Mutt on my side than Inspector Gadget.
But speaking of which, I mean, I think you watch Challenge of the Super Friends now. It's not as exciting as it was when we were kids.
Challenge of the Super Friends was better than Super Friends, though.
Super Friends.
Because they had the Legion of Doom.
Right.
Like in the first few Super Friends, they didn't even have like real villains. It was like Batman, Wonder Woman, Superman, Batman, and Aquaman against some stupid thing. But then Challenge of the Super Friends had all these bad guys like Lex Luthor and Grodd and all these other characters. It was Toy Man. I thought that was pretty cool.
I'm confusing it with just regular Super Friends.
Yes, really. But the regular Super Friends also had public service announcements about like how to perform CPR or something like that, or you couldn't like take a certification from the TV show or anything like that. But like if someone's drowning in the pool, like that Aquaman would show you how to like to push on their stomach so water would come out of their mouth or something like that. So I don't know. Public service announcements were like embedded in the Super Friends, but I don't know. But then they try to cuten it up, so they added the Wonder Twins and their monkey Gleek.
Right. Which I think people are more nostalgic for those people than they are for because one was a form of water and one was an animal, right?
Yeah. So she could turn into almost any mammal or something, and then he could turn into like water ice.
But there was when he did that, a bucket would appear too then or something, right? Like they had that bird that was their helper. She was the bird, right? That's what it was.
No, they had the monkey Gleek that was the helper.
Oh, that's right, the monkey Gleek.
But she would turn into a bird and then he would turn into water and jump into the bucket.
Right, where'd the bucket come from? Right.
Got a bucket nearby. I think something for his. Yeah. Zan and Jaina, I think, were the Wonder Twins. Yeah. But before that, they had Wendy, Marvin, and Wonder Dog, and they got rid of them for the Wonder Twins. Wendy, you know, remember them?
I don't remember them. Marvin.
You don't?
No, but I remember the Wonder Twins had to activate their powers. That's all I did was say it.
They had to touch.
That's right.
They had
to touch each other's hands.
Yeah.
Did they have rings or something?
They might have been rings. Yeah. Yeah. That was a great show. Trying to think of that. Marvel didn't seem to really have that great of shows back then, but there was that Spider-Man in Color.
Right. Closer and Spider-Man. Further in color.
I think that show came out like in 68 or something like that. And so it was like, not everybody had color TV, I guess. So they wanted to let you know, hey, black and white TV users, if you had color, this would be in color.
Right.
But
we probably still had a black and white TV at that point.
You did.
Only. I mean.
Until you were like 10.
Yeah, we didn't get a color TV for a long time.
That was, you know, always interesting to me. We could talk about how do you explain that? How do you explain going through the entire 70s without a color television set?
Well, here's the deal. And I think we've talked about this, but my dad was in Puerto Rico, and my mom was too, but he grew up poor. And so to him, the other things were sort of the same as there were no difference. You don't need a color TV. You're lucky you have a TV, and we're not going to spend our precious money on a color TV when we already have black and white TV that works just fine.
Right.
So it's actually my mom. She started working at the district, Westminster School District, and she actually bought us our first color TV. She's like, enough is enough. Let's get a color TV. And she bought it.
Stop the madness.
Stop the madness. But to him, I mean, growing up poor, it's like, you know, that's why I ended up with a Radio Shack version of everything. To him, it's like, Odyssey 2 is just as good as whatever other system that's out there. So, you know, you don't need to spend all this extra money. You know, just be lucky you get this.
Right.
Which is why TI-994A is just as good as any other computer.
Well, a lot of the shows were in black and white. So why did you need it? Like I Love Lucy was in black and white. You don't need a color TV for that.
Right. I mean,
maybe there's an argument to be made that shows made for black and white looked better on a black and white TV.
It's possible. But when you think about it, you know, any TV show, you would hope the content is enough to draw you in, whether it's in color or black and white.
This is true. This is true. So in that sense, the black and white TV allowed you to be more, I guess.
Involved.
Involved, yeah.
In the show.
Right.
I was amazed by these amazing colors that were coming at me.
Well, Spider-Man's theme.
I'm just a caveman. I don't understand these incredible colors that you have. But what I do know is the shows were good.
Yeah, they were good. But the Amazing Spider-Man TV show was really pretty good for its time. Like, it had that cool theme song. Spider-Man does whatever a spider can. That
can he swing from a web? Take a look overhead. Hey there, here goes the Spider-Man.
Yeah, in the chill of the night, at the scene of the crime, all that stuff. It was a great show. Right. It was a great show. What other fantastic shows did we watch besides all that stuff we've mentioned so far?
I'm trying to I mean, there was a lot. I mean, Saturday morning cartoons went from bright early to like almost noon. I think, but then you had to go to your baseball game or your whatever real life events you had to go to in the afternoon. Or if you had an early morning game, then you had to leave. But there was something to look forward to for sure.
Well, there was this one. So Scooby-Doo became real popular. There was this one that was like a knockoff of it that had a dog that was like a detective dog. You remember that? Goober and the Ghost Chasers.
Don't remember that. Does that ring a bell? Does not ring a bell.
Oh. And Clue Club. Remember Clue Club? There's all these shows that are sort of like Scooby-Doo. Because that formula. You don't remember, that doesn't ring a bell, Clue Club?
It doesn't. I mean...
Inch High, Private Eye.
But what does ring a bell... And what we haven't talked about is Looney Tunes.
What about it?
I mean, those were on in the afternoons, I think.
Yeah.
And you got, you know, your Bugs Bunny versus Daffy Duck. Yeah. Rabbit season, duck season.
Exceedingly violent cartoons.
Oh, yeah, Roadrunner.
Yeah, it was like people, they falling off cliffs.
And there's always
getting shot in the face.
There's always that one episode. What was his name? Fudd. What was that guy's actual name?
Elmer Fudd.
Yeah, well, my name is Elmer G. Fudd or something. I own a mansion and a yacht. I don't. I don't remember the purpose of that episode or what was going on. Why was all hypnotized?
He's a hypnotized or in a trance or something like that.
But I do remember him saying that over and over again for whatever reason. And he was Bugs Bunny's. He was trying to. He was the one who was trying to hunt them. Bugs Bunny and Daffy Duck.
Mostly Bugs Bunny, I think. I think. But yeah, you're right.
And Bugs Bunny always turned it on Daffy Duck somehow, and he always got shot, and his bill would go over to the other side of his head.
He messed up.
And he'd have to like pull his bill back down to the front of his face and like be able to talk again.
Yeah, he got messed up a lot. And so did the Wile E. Coyote.
Right.
He got blown up a number of times.
So was him right, though, wasn't he? Doesn't it?
Well, he was trying to kill the Roadrunner, I guess. Right. So, yeah, he was just minding his own business. But that's what coyotes do. They eat Roadrunners.
I suppose they don't necessarily try to blow them up.
It's a food chain. But
Woody Woodpecker?
What about him? I never really liked it that much, or Mighty Mouse for that matter.
I like Mighty Mouse. Woody Woodpecker was okay. I mean, he was just sort of a menace, wasn't he?
Was he the... Was that him?
Yeah.
Okay.
And then there's Tweety Bird.
Woody Woodpecker was not a Looney Tune. He was something else.
He was not Looney.
Yeah, he was something else. But yeah, the Sylvester thing, yeah. I mean, him trying to eat Tweety Bird all the time, right?
Right.
Yeah, a lot of... Well, there was a kid I actually went to school with, and I'm not going to mention even his initials because it's not relevant, but that I found out that he wasn't allowed to watch those cartoons because they were too violent.
Well, they were pretty violent.
Yeah, there's no blood, though.
No.
And they all survived.
Right.
In fact, there'd be a scene where like one of them gets blown up, and they look charred or burnt up, and then the next scene they'd be back to normal again. So that was always
right. But wasn't there like a whole thing against drugs because they were claiming like people would jump off roof of a building or whatever because they thought they could fly because they would watch these violent cartoons or Superman or
you mean like Angel Dust or something? So like
or acid or whatever.
There was probably a whole push against the violence of cartoons. I don't know. I mean,
or even like kids. Like kids that were too small to really understand the idea that you can't
do this stuff.
Right.
Yeah, I suppose that's true. I mean, I don't remember. My mom didn't seem to care, but I don't know. But I did go on the roof a lot.
As a kid?
Once in a while, not as a
5-year-old, though.
I don't know. Maybe not. It's five, but yeah, they were pretty violent. And what's his name? Jabberjaw. Remember that guy? He's like a shark.
He's a shark. Yeah.
Who talked too much? But he was also fighting crimes, I think, too. It was always about crime.
Right. But those are definitely the ones that ended up on those races, like Jabberjaw and.
Oh, yeah, probably, because all these B characters.
Right.
They wouldn't probably put Scooby-Doo in because he's too popular.
And what were those? I can't remember. There were some sort of, like, ones that were, like, Munsters type of cartoon characters that were, like, maybe they had a version not the Munsters. What was the other one?
The Addams Family?
The Addams Family, yeah. I think there was an Addams Family cartoon.
There was.
And there was one called the Gruesomes. Yeah, that's it.
They're supposed to be, they're kind of like the Flintstones, but they were.
That's right. They were part of the Flintstones. They would fight. They were in Flintstones episodes.
They were.
Yeah. They're like the neighbors. They're like the weird neighbors that were Flintstones' weird neighbors. That's what it was.
Yeah.
But the Flintstones. I mean, we haven't talked about the Flintstones. And that's a classic.
By the time we were watching them, those were already reruns. But that's okay.
Right.
They were super great.
I mean, we still watch the Flintstones. My girls.
There was.
And Gumby.
Well, they were. I think that was made by the same people that made David and Goliath.
Maybe.
Claymation people. Gumby and Pokey.
Pokey and. You remember what Gumby's dog's name was?
No.
It was something to do with no.
Pokey?
No. They had a dog. It was like, God, you always said no. 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 And they named him something to do with no. Like, I can't remember.
I'm Googling it. Nopey?
Nopey, that's it.
I don't remember him being in very... Was he in every one of them?
No, what happened was he was... The dog catcher was trying to catch him because he was causing problems or whatever, and he ran into Gumby, and every time Gumby talked to him, he said, no, and then eventually the guy went to come pick him up, and so Gumby, in his smartness, knew that he would only say no. He's like, you're not the dog that he's looking for. No! and they convinced the guy, oh, okay, this is not the dog I'm looking for, because the dog said no. And they
I forgot about that.
Gumby's dog, and it was Nopey.
What was those names of those bad guys? Were like the Blockheads or
something?
I can't even tell you what the show was about.
Gumby and his little adventures. He would go into a book, and then he'd run into the characters of the book, and have problems. Sometimes the Blockheads would come in and try and cause trouble, and the Blockheads caused trouble around his house too. Because you know, he would go home to his mom, and he'd have his chores to do, and then somehow the Blockheads would like start messing with him.
Yeah,
You should start watching some Gumby. Damn it.
Gumby. That's
Eddie. That's Live. Yeah. I love Gumby. Popeye was the one I really, really hated for whatever reason. I did not like Popeye.
Yeah.
But I watched Popeye just so I could see Tom Slick, George of the Jungle, and Super Chicken. And it was the only thing on Sunday morning, too, besides church shows. Like actual church is what was on Sunday mornings.
It wasn't that good. And it was kind of like a formula thing, you know, Popeye, olive oil, what is it? Bluto. Whatever. And then like, you know, and something would go down. He would eat spinach. He'd get strong and he'd win the day and that'd be it.
Right. And then there's a guy who wanted hamburgers. I'm glad you played a Tuesday for a hamburger today. I can't remember that guy's name. Though that was his only function. I think maybe it was Olive Oil's dad or something. I don't know what it was. And the funny thing was, Olive Oil was not very attractive, and they were fighting over her.
She was. Not really. No, she wasn't. And neither were they. So maybe that's true, makes I guess. Sense. I mean, yeah. And sometimes they were in black and white, and sometimes his name was Brutus, and sometimes his name was Bluto. I couldn't follow that whole thing. Maybe it evolved, but there was Wimpy though. He was
Wimpy. Probably, that's him. That's him. That was the guy
most memorable line.
Right. He would want a hamburger.
Yeah, he'd pay you on Tuesday.
For, right.
Or whatever. But yeah. I'm trying to remember some of the other legendary ones. I'm drawing a blank at the moment.
Right. But it comes down to it, you know, it was definitely something we look forward to. Every kid looks forward to Saturday mornings for their cartoons. And even afternoons after school, you would have your cartoons. You know, G.I. Joe, they like redid G.I. Joe to like, and they restarted selling them as the smaller character, like in the store versus like giant G.I. Joes that we had when we were growing up. Right. I remember there was the bad guy. He had a blue helmet.
A Cobra Commander or something like that?
Yeah, it was Cobra Commander. If you bought enough G.I. Joe like toys, you could send in these little things you cut off of it to get a free Cobra Commander. And I did that. I had to wait. Yeah. Weeks and weeks and weeks. And finally it showed up in the mail. But I used to actually, I played with my G.I. Joes all the time.
The little ones or the big ones?
The little ones. The big ones we played with too. You had more of the big ones.
I inherited them from somebody though. They were all, most of those came out in the 60s. I think somebody gave them to me that was like my mom's friend's son who was like 10 years older than me. And those were pretty cool.
Those are worth probably a lot of money now.
I'm telling you, again, she probably had a garage sale and sold them for $3, like a whole box of them or something. They're probably worth a lot, actually. You know, are you pulling off your Band-Aid? Is that what you're doing? Why are you pulling it off? You just had the shot a few minutes ago.
It was not a few minutes ago.
It's not going to work if you take that off.
Why is that going to come out?
Yeah, didn't they tell you that?
Yeah, well, I'm going to take the chances.
I hope you don't have to get three vaccines then.
Yeah, well, I'll do what I got to do.
Yeah, but the G.I. Joe show was actually great. That was an after-school show for sure. But that was like a drama, like almost. Like the shows seemed to build off of each other. They weren't like standalone shows.
You know, well, they had to save the world.
Well, that's the other thing about you're saying that we all look forward to Saturday morning cartoons or whatever, because they were completely different than the ones during the week. And then because there was no way to record them, really, if you missed it, you'd probably never see it ever again.
Right.
But then we realized later that they would probably all be on reruns anyway, but whatever. It was good times.
They were definitely good times. I mean, the Flintstones live on forever. And even the Muppets, like the original Muppet Show. It's sure. Still plenty of nostalgia in watching those original Muppet shows. And my kids have watched them all. They're all on Disney Channel now.
The original Muppets. I think my favorite one was with Tony Danza. I'm not sure, but they used to have guest stars on the Muppet Show.
Right.
Yeah.
It's a lot of times, though, the very early Muppet shows, they'd be guest stars like, who the hell is that? They would be like these like character actors.
Oh, yeah. Like, yeah. Oh, you're the guy that's always in Love Boat.
Right, exactly.
that plays different characters every week on Love Boat. Right. Yeah, fair enough.
It wasn't like the big stars.
What do you got? So what do you got? Okay, so we're recording this on Friday.
April 2nd, 2021.
Yeah, hopefully I'll upload it this afternoon. But what do you got anything cool going on this weekend?
Well, it's Easter weekend, so the girls are coming over later, and we're going to color some eggs, and we'll have an Easter egg hunt. That's about it. I'm not – I need to sleep.
Okay.
I'll probably take a nap after this. I working.
Wait, what time did you wake up?
Today I woke up at 10-something. My appointment was at 11. I woke up at 10:30. But all this other week, I got up at like 4:45 on Monday, and I'm not a morning person.
I am.
So we had early calls this week. And so
yeah.
When I get home from work, I don't necessarily just go straight to sleep. I enjoy, I'm more of an evening person than a morning person. But then I wake up in the morning, it's like, ugh.
When I get home from work, I go straight to the Xbox.
I'm sure you do.
I play FIFA 21. I'm gonna do this. I'm gonna get you an Xbox for next year's FIFA 21. So by next September, I'm gonna figure out a way to get you an Xbox so we can play FIFA 22 together.
It sounds great.
As long as you commit to it.
Yeah, I'll play you.
Like a lot, like hours a day.
Yeah, I'll spend a whole day playing you.
All right, fair enough. That's cool. Well,
so
you got up at 10:30 and you're about to go to sleep again. That's cool.
I may not.
And then you're going to a rave tonight.
It's a lot of raves going on right now.
That's true. They're virtual raves. But
yeah, who wants that crap?
I'm
looking forward to when I can go to a show again. But yeah, we'll have an episode coming up where we talk about all our concerts we went to. A lot of concerts. And speaking of which, I'm not giving anything away here, but I did wear this week to work my PIL shirt from whatever when they played with the Sugar Cubes and New Order at Ray Meadows back in the day.
Right.
I still have my PIL shirt from that day.
And of course, it still fits you.
And it still fits me. And so I wore it to work this week.
So, that's cool. Did you get a lot of compliments?
Yeah, people were very complimentary of it. And especially when they found out that it was actually purchased in 1980, whatever.
Seven or something.
Yeah.
Yeah, that is pretty cool.
That's definitely a future episode we have coming up. I mean, we have plenty of concerts to talk about.
Did we have a firm date for the rescheduled Pet Shop Boys New Order concert?
Not yet, I don't think. I have tickets still, though. Ooh. That should be a fun show.
Hopefully they just don't forget.
When it happens. Well, they have to do something. We paid money.
Did I ever pay you back for that?
Yeah.
I Venmoed you? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
But here's the deal.
Okay. Oh. Yes.
In looking back for this episode. Saturday morning, we're definitely the time to watch cartoons. We definitely had a chance to learn with our catchy tunes of Bills and what's that? Schoolhouse Rocks.
Schoolhouse.
That's still nostalgic. But all you people out there that are listening, you know, when we put this up, let us know what cartoons you watched when you were younger, which ones you remember, which ones you enjoyed the most, which ones you didn't like. And I believe we have an email address that you could even email us if you have any questions.
That's true. It's Q, as in quintessential, with JS at gmail.com. So Q with JS at gmail.com. Yes. So, in fact, I have a suspicion we're going to get a lot more people on joining our Facebook page.
Why is that?
Because Facebook modified it that you don't have to click join anymore. You can just go there. And it's like it doesn't have that button anymore. So I think sometimes when people think they have to join, they're giving up something. But now we could just go there. Apparently, I was notified the other day, which is
right, which is good. And but we want to make sure we only have people there that are true listeners. We don't want these spammers.
Oh, of course not. But we can control that. But
right.
All right. Well,
but yeah. So please let us know and let us know what topics you want us to talk about. You know, give
great.
Us some topics. And let us know what you remember of your childhood that you want us to remember ourselves. And maybe even one day we can take one of you guys as a guest.
That'd be fantastic.
Yeah, it'd be fun.
It'd be super fun.
Yeah.
Yeah, if anybody who wants to will consider it.
All right. So, on that note.
All right, later.
All right.
Talk to you. Have a good weekend. Go back
you
to sleep.
You too. All right, thanks. Bye.
Cross by Treetop Studio. Combination with Scott Martinez and Productions.